Only smart people get up early enough to listen to the Francine Marie Show. So thanks for listening, smarty pants.
Oi, Billy! Oscar! Dave! Get up! Francine Marie Show's on!
Good morning. Thanks for joining us. The Charlotte-Mecklenburg Library serves nearly 1 million residents through materials, services, resources, and programming. Since the pandemic, stay-at-home orders, have you been on their website? Well, joining us today is Amy Richard. She is our digital collections coordinator, and she's going to tell us all about that. Good morning, Amy.
Hi, Francine. Thanks for having me.
Appreciate you spending time to let people know, as much as we're staying at home, how much Charlotte-Mecklenburg Library offers. By the end of fiscal year 2020, 358,878 people were active library cardholders. Has that increased?
Yes, it increases every day. People are realizing that they don't have to physically come into our library locations. And by putting now, they can't physically come into our library locations to check out books. But we do offer so much that you can access right from home with your library card.
Okay, so take us through that step. We have a library card, or we don't have one, right? And a lot of people,
right,
I know
right.
You're familiar with Audible, so you got to pay for that thing. But the library is free to us.
That's right, that's right. And we have so many resources that you can use with your library card for reading, for listening to audiobooks, for magazines. So if you don't have a library card, just go to our website, cmlibrary.org, and you can navigate to our Get a Library Card page and sign up for a library card online. If you already have a library card, just navigate to the resource that you want to check out from. So, for example, Overdrive is one of our library resources that has ebooks and digital audio books, and I think that most represents like a traditional library, except in the digital form. So we have bestsellers, we have audiobooks, we have books to help your kids with their homework while they're at home, and just, you know, fun reading material. Yes, we have online programming now, too. You know, once the COVID pandemic hit and we had to close temporarily, our staff was very nimble in kind of transitioning to an online platform to offer a program in the virtual world.
We've got this library card. We check something out virtually. Is there any late fees with that? Say, for instance, I go to cmlibrary.org right now and I get a book, an audio book. How do I return
right.
it?
Well, that's the beauty of digital. It returns on its own, so it automatically knows that the checkout date has come up. So it just automatically returns and goes to the next person if it's on hold. So that means no late fees.
We don't want any late fees, Amy. Come on now. Forgiveness. And forgive that student
yes.
loan, too. If it does not yes. tune again, we got our digital collections coordinator. So on an everyday basis, what would you say that you do for us? Because when I think of digital, I'm thinking, well, she's just doing ebooks, but that's not true.
That is the primary part of my job, is ordering ebooks and audiobooks that are available for our customers, but I also work on some of our other online resources like lynda.com. That's another resource that we provide our customers. So I just make sure that that's working the way that it should be. I also help our marketing and communications department get the word out about our resources, because if you don't know what your library offers, then you can't take advantage of it.
Drum roll for the top ebooks that have been downloaded.
Yes.
Which ones would you say?
Where the Crawdads Sing by Delia Owens, White Fragility by Robin DiAngelo, Educated by Tara Westover, Little Fires Everywhere, and The Giver of Stars by Jay Gessler.
What if we're listening to this and we've been home for 8 months? And we're still working, but, you know, we have to keep the mind
yes.
going. And we've written a book. Is it easy to get your book inside of a library?
If you're local and you've written a book, if it's a print book, you can send a copy of that to our main library in care of the Materials Management Department. and we'll take a look at it. What we have is a local author collection that houses at the main library, and we'll add your book to that collection, and it'll be available for our customers to check out. Now, if you have a digital book, we have another resource for you to donate your book to the library. It's called Indie Author Project, and you can upload your book to that. We can add it to our bibliobook.
Okay, got it. Say that one more time. Our digital book can go to the Indie Author Project on the cmlibrary.org?
On the resources. Mm-hmm. On the resources page. We have tons of book clubs, online book clubs that people can take advantage of. If you want to learn a new skill, then we've got lynda.com. We've got Universal Class. How about you want to learn a new language while you're at home? We have a new resource called Transparent Language that you can use to learn a new language.
All right. Your favorite way to read a book. Do you like those pages in your hand? Audible, what do you like?
Well, these days I'm more of a digital reader. I think it's just because this is what I do every day, so right. I'm kind of more aware. And I just love the convenience of it being on my device. I can read it wherever I go. I go on vacation. I can download several books and have a lot of options because, of course, once you get there, you may or may not be in the mood for what you just right. saw. I'm a digital reader.
I want to thank Amy Richards, our digital collections coordinator with the Charlotte Mecklenburg Library. You can go right now, cmlibrary.org. I want to thank you.
Thank you so much.
This is Natalie. I know you've been wondering who this voice is. I have a face for radio, and I'm the voice of the Francine Marie Show.
Oh, dear.
Please, please do not harm us. We have come to your planet for one thing. The Francine Marie Show. It's the only content we can digest.